Live local high school basketball is on WKHN, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aero Quip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Softwater, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, The Brokerage House, and Jennifer Scanlon.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball.
Good evening, and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Tonight's matchup pits the Napoleon Pirates against the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Thanks for joining me this evening. A little bit of a later start this evening as the JV game went into overtime. Yeah, an overtime JV game where Columbia Central actually trailed a couple possessions late, able to make a late rally. And the whole game was close, but both teams had chances in the final minute with the game tied. Nobody could score, so to overtime we went. And it was Columbia Central actually getting the JV win. So we got both teams out there warming up for the varsity game, where we got a couple of 8-win teams. We've got the Napoleon Pirates, 8-5, 5-3 in the Cascades East. Meanwhile, Columbia Central, 8-4, and 5-3 in the Cascades West. For Napoleon, they've made improvements this season compared to last season. They were, last year, a very young team. They lost a ton of seniors from the year prior, ended up finishing 10-14. They did get a district tournament win over East Jackson, but then ended up losing to Lumen Christi, the eventual not only district champions, but region champions beyond that. They ended up losing to the eventual Division III state champion, Gabriel Richard, in the quarterfinals. Back to Napoleon, however. This year, again, making a lot of improvements, trying to get back to finishing with a winning record as this, of course, Napoleon team. A lot of great basketball teams that they've had in the past. Mentioned how young they were last year. Now mostly juniors. They do have a few seniors on the team, but mostly juniors. This year, their best win just came on Wednesday last week, 60-52 against a pretty decent Hanover Horton team. Otherwise, they picked up a bunch of wins against struggling teams. They've got wins over Quincy, Vandercook Lake, Grass Lake, Potterville, Homer, East Jackson, and Addison. However, their five losses, they got some pretty good teams in there. Leslie, Michigan Center, and Olivet, all of them really good. And Manchester and Bath are their other two losses as well. Last season in this matchup, Columbia Central winning that one 59-19, mega blowout. We'll talk about Columbia Central in a bit, of course, but Columbia Central, very, very good in the Cascades last year. And that actually snapped an 11-game winning streak that Napoleon had against Columbia Central, dating back to 2012. That was Columbia's first win against Napoleon since 2011. So now Columbia is going to try to get a streak of their own going against Napoleon, while Napoleon going to try to get back into the win column in this individual matchup. Napoleon coming in on the heels of a 70-46 loss at Leslie on Friday. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout. When we're back, we're going to chat Columbia Central. What do the Golden Eagles bring in this contest? This is pregame boys high school basketball here on WKHM.
Dave Ramsey here. You know I teach that the only way to have peace of mind when life happens is to be prepared for emergencies. When it comes to car emergencies, I'm a huge fan of the body shop team at Jim Winter Auto Group. They understand how important peace of mind is to my listeners. With genuine GM parts and a lifetime workmanship warranty, these guys stand behind every job as long as you own your car. They can fix anything, from the minor stuff like dings, dents, and scratches to major wrecks on any brand of vehicle. Jim Winter Auto Group is conveniently located in Jackson near the airport. They offer a free shuttle service, a fleet of late model rental cars, and handle all the issues with your insurance company. Folks, there is a difference in dealerships. That difference is the people and service at Jim Winter Auto Group. Call 517-787-5100 or visit jimwinterautobody.com to schedule an estimate.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Stacy Young with the Brokerage House, and I would love to help you turn your 2026 real estate goals into reality. Whether you're thinking about buying your first home, selling, or planning your next move, let's sit down and determine the best plan to make your dreams become a reality. Call Stacy Young at the Brokerage House at 517-788-8733, and let's make your next move your best move in 2026.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We're back here at Napoleon High School for tonight's boys high school basketball coverage between the Napoleon Pirates and the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. Just a couple of minutes until tip-off. Chatted about Napoleon, what they bring into the night's contest. Meanwhile, for Columbia, 8-4. Overall, 5-3 in the Cascades West. They're trying to build on last season. However, they lost some really good players, notably Derek Sanders, a terrific, terrific basketball talent among some of the seniors graduating from last season. Still have a pretty solid team. Last year, they went 18-5, but some crucial losses towards the end of the season saw their season come to a little bit of an earlier end than they would have liked. They lost in the Cascades Conference Championship to Grass Lake in a thriller, very close game. At that time, Grass Lake undefeated. Before Columbia then won their last game of the regular season and then lost to Chelsea, a very good Chelsea team, in their first district playoff game. This year, some of their wins, like Napoleon, are against struggling teams. Addison, East Jackson, Grass Lake, Homer, and Hillsdale. Meanwhile, also able to beat Hanover Horton, just like Napoleon. But they've gotten some quality wins. Lenawee Christian and Tecumseh, both of them very, very good teams. Meanwhile, Columbia's three losses, three of their four losses, some pretty tough teams. Michigan Center, Onsted, and Leslie. Meanwhile, a similarly ranked loss to Jonesville. Columbia Central coming in on the heels of a 65-26 win to East Jackson. So both these teams have had a lot of similar teams in their schedule. They've beaten the same teams. They've lost to the same teams. So really interesting to see how these two teams stack up. Comparing those teams that they've beaten, Columbia's had a larger margin of victory against those teams. Meanwhile, Napoleon has lost to some of those same teams by a larger margin than Columbia Central. So you would, by that, think Columbia has a little bit of a edge on paper. But, hey, this is a rivalry matchup, the N50 rivalry. So you never know what can happen. Again, both teams trying to really get established for the rest of the season, last month or so, the regular season going into district. So that'll do it for the pregame show. We're going to step aside for 2 minutes. We'll be back with starting lineups and tip-off on WKHM.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISD. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meyer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
They're having some PA issues here at Napoleon High School as they tried to go through the starting lineups, but we got them for you right here as tip-off is upon us between Napoleon and Columbia Central for tonight's boys high school basketball action. First up, starting five for Columbia, it'll be Jonas Mackey, Dylan Penix, Trent Troyer, Nolan Scheel, and David Monroe. Head coach is Jacob Crawford. Meanwhile, for the Pirates, starting five will be Gavin Davis, Jaden Service, Tristan Russell, Brady McLean, and Tyler Nall. Head coach is Derek Seidel. So Napoleon wearing their home white uniforms with green numbers. Very simple look. Meanwhile, Columbia, very, very Michigan look to this team. They got navy blue uniforms for the road, white numbers trimmed in gold. Pretty much just look up a photo of this year's Michigan basketball uniforms, and that's pretty much Columbia Central's uniforms right there. Very nice look for them as we're ready to get underway from Napoleon High School. We're in the Crow's Nest, which, depending on some of our postseason coverage, district tournament coverage for boys and girls, we likely will be right back here as some of the Cascades teams will be doing their district tournament for both boys and girls right in this gym. So jump ball won by Trent Troyer over Jaden Service, and Columbia Central have the first possession as they go from left to right on your radio dial. Layup through the lane is good on the right hand by Troyer as he's able to cut through the lane, get an easy bucket.
Meanwhile, Napoleon the other direction. Cutting through the lane was McLean. Pass out of bounds was tipped out by Columbia. So Napoleon inbounding on the far sideline. It's a quick 2-0 lead for the Golden Eagles. Napoleon ball top of the key for McLean. Hands off at the top for Gavin Davis. Picked up the dribble at the low block. Ooh, he was wide open. The defender fell behind him. He didn't see. Back outside for McLean. Cuts to the left elbow. Goes back outside with Russell. And now Fernal on the far side. Dish down low for service. Kicks out to the corner for McLean. Stopped at the right mid lane baseline. Back outside for Davis. Fires the three. In and out. Rebound tipped out. And it's controlled by Columbia. Penix the other way. Pass. Up ahead. Layup. Good. For Nolan Shield. He gets Columbia up 4-0. About a minute into this one as we got a bucket on the other end for Tristan Russell. Gets the first Napoleon score of the game. 4-2, Columbia in front. Now we got a three ball left wing. Banked in David Monroe, whether that was planned or not. It counts all the same. It's 7-2, Columbia. We're approaching the minute and a half mark in the quarter number one. Tyler Nall on the other end. Layup through the lane is off the mark, but he is fouled. So Napoleon's Tyler Nall getting a trip to the line. Foul on Dylan Penix. So Tyler Nall was really the main scoring threat for this very young Napoleon team last year as a junior. A junior amongst a bunch of sophomores. And, of course, mostly the same team this year. He's one of the three seniors on this Napoleon team amidst a bunch of juniors. He gets the first free throw to drop. And he makes both. 7-4 is the score. 6:33 to go in quarter number one. Columbia ball the other way across the timeline for Shield. Bounce pass over for Penix. Stopped at the top of the key. Now on the right, give and go. Dish inside. Intercepted. Gavin Davis the other way. 3-on-3. Stopped at the free throw line. Back outside for Nall as Columbia's defense settles in. On the left wing for McLean. Drives through. Back outside. Davis. Three ball. Nothing but net. We're tied at 7. Quick 5-0 run for Napoleon. 2 minutes into quarter number one. Shield has it on the left wing for Columbia. Swing pass on the right. Three ball answer. Troyer off the mark. Rebounded down to McLean. Here come the Pirates now with Nall on the far side. Stopped on the right wing. Back up top for Davis. Takes a couple dribbles to his right. Picks it up. Swing pass twice now for Nall on the left. On the low block for Davis. Tried to pass back out to the corner. Intercepted by Troyer. Here comes Columbia the other way. Another 3-on-3. Floater in the lane. That one's off the mark. Rebound poked out. Got another Columbia three ball. That's too strong as well. Rebound controlled by McLean. And here come the Pirates the other way. Columbia off to a very quick start the first minute or so, but they've cooled off. Through the lane for Napoleon. Layup up. No, but a foul. Gavin Davis going to the line for a couple of shots. Penix with his second already. He's going to head to the bench with early foul trouble. Meanwhile, Gavin Davis shooting free throws 3 and 4 of the quarter for Napoleon. Tyler Nall making the first two. Davis, his first attempt is in. Always key when you're consistent at the free throw line. As it looks like Penix going to stay in with two fouls. We do have a couple of Napoleon substitutions between free throws. We've got Mason Priest into the game as well as A.J. Buckley. Second Davis free throw. That's too strong. Offensive rebound corralled by service. And Napoleon has another try here. Dish into the corner. Wide open. Priest. Three. That one short. Offensive rebound. Put back up and in for Davis. He's got a quick 6 points, and it's 10-7 Napoleon leading. Columbia with the ball 3 minutes into the first quarter, stopping at the right elbow for Shield. Drives through the lane for Mackey. Shot blocked by Priest. Has it stolen right back by Mackey as Napoleon trying to go the other way, and then Columbia losing control of it. An errant pass into the corner. Troyer trying to track it down, but he's over the line. It'll be Napoleon ball the other way. We've got a substitution. Mackey to the bench, replaced by the Columbia quarterback, Connor Renfro. 4:43 to go in quarter number one. It's Napoleon ball up 10-7. Top of the key for Jaden Service. Swing pass one more for Davis on the left. Hesitates. Fires the three. That's off the heel. Rebound pulled down by Shield. Here comes Columbia the other way trying to get a quality shot here. Their offense has gone cold after leading 7-2. Jumper on the baseline off by Monroe. Napoleon outlet trying to get ahead of the defense, but Columbia with a good defensive recovery. Davis at the top of the key, now on the right for Tyler Nall. Jab step, drives on the baseline, past the defender, in traffic, layup, no. Gets his own offensive rebound, pump fake, and in there to force the jump ball, it's Renfro. It's going to stay right here with Napoleon. So in the first minute, minute and a half or so, Columbia out to a quick 7-2 lead. Since then, it's a 8-0 run for Napoleon. Leading now 10-7, just over 4 minutes to go in quarter number one. Inbound on the right side of the baseline for Davis. Gets it to the top of the key for Buckley. Handoff for Nall. Kicks it over for Priest. Stopped at the top of the key. Back for Buckley. Drives to the left looking for the handoff. Fakes the pass. Goes back up top with Davis. Great lockdown defense for Columbia right here. Getting into the passing lanes with this man-man defense. Now at the top of the key, off the screen, step back, crossover right through the lane, has it blocked from behind, errant shot, offensive rebound again for Napoleon, pulled down by Service. Now Davis cut off on the baseline, outside Priest, three, off the heel and out, and Columbia controlling the rebound with Scheel. Only other way, 3.5 minutes left in the first, trailing Napoleon by three. Now passing around the perimeter, Dylan Penix back to the top for Scheel, at the right elbow. Drives on the baseline. He's cut off. Spin move through the lane. Gets free, but he misses an open shot beneath the basket. Nall, the rebound. Pass up ahead is going to be tipped out of bounds by Penix. And it'll stay here with Napoleon as they got a couple substitutions. Russell back in as well as McLean, sending Davis and Service to the bench. Inbound in the backcourt for Tyler Nall, approaching the three-minute mark to go in quarter number one. Still a three-point Napoleon lead. Pass at the midcourt, nearly a backcourt violation. Buckley controls it as Monroe was trying to gamble for the steal. Priest down low, bad pass off the foot of his teammate. Columbia two-on-two the other way, and then losing control of the dribble is Troyer, able to save it from going out of bounds to Renfro. And Columbia really needs a quality shot here. They've gone cold the last 5 minutes of play. Dish down low, back into the corner. Three ball, Monroe. That one's up and in. It took a bounce on the back end. Up high and then drops. Lucky bounce there. Monroe got 6 points. Layup the other way by Nall is off. We're tied at 10. Columbia the other way, 3-on-3. 2:20 left. Driving through the lane, reverse layup. That one's short by Scheel. And now Napoleon the other way. Both teams going on their runs, going hot for some stretches and cold for others. Napoleon at the top with Nall. Jab step goes around the defender, Troyer, but then he's cut off. Back outside for Buckley, now on the left. Pass fake, back for Buckley, top of the key. Drives at the right elbow, pulls it back outside. Now trying to get it back over for McLean. Instead gets it to Nall on the left wing. Drives through the lane, takes the bump off the glass. No, doesn't get the whistle. And then the rebound. Last touch out of bounds by Russell, clearly, but they rule it last touch by Columbia. Oof. You can hear Columbia supporters not happy with that one. Mason Priest. Check that. Dylan Penix heads to the bench. Replaced. By Elias Lozy. Napoleon ball once more. About 90 seconds left in the first. We're tied at 10. On the right wing for McLean. Bounce pass stolen away at the free throw line. 2-on-1 the other way. Pass the other way. Scheel layup on the right hand. Good! And a foul takes the contact from McLean. And is able to finish strong in transition. Reward with a chance at a three-point play. We got a timeout on the floor, a 30-second timeout. Napoleon staying at the free throw line, but now they go and take a timeout. Back in 30 seconds, it's a two-point Columbia lead on WKHM.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Tonight's coverage presented by Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, AeroQuip Credit Union, and Tom Coffey's Softwater. It's 12-10, Columbia over Napoleon. 1:22 left in the first. Nolan Scheel at the line for Columbia with a chance at a three-point play, and free throw rattles home. He's got five, and now we got a full-court press from Columbia, and then immediately a travel on the inbound to A.J. Buckley, moved his feet. I think he was surprised that Columbia was suddenly pressing, and he committed that mistake as Columbia trying to settle back down. They started the game on a 7-2 run. Napoleon responded with an 8-0 run, and now here's Columbia with a 6-0 run of their own. Final 65 seconds. Dish into the paint, back outside. Corner three ball. That one's short. Gets the long rebound for Renfro. And now back outside. Hesitates. Losey travels. And it's going to be a turnover. Elias Losey, a sophomore on this Columbia Central team filled with seniors and juniors. More full court pressure now for Columbia. Last two possessions. Able to get a turnover last time. Napoleon trying to go the other way. They get it over the midcourt with Davis. Through the lane, into the corner. Three ball. That one's short for Priest. And here comes Columbia the other way. 45 seconds left in the first, up by three. Top of the key now for Renfro, back for Monroe. Swing back over to Nolan Scheel. Harassed by Davis on the perimeter. He pulls it back near half court, getting some room. Gets the fake screen from Monroe on the right to the top of the key. Now back for Losey. Steps up to the three-point line. Dish back up top for Scheel. Columbia, they might be holding for the last shot. 20 seconds left in the first. Pump fake, pass to the left. Now at the free throw line, pass fake down low. Wide open layup is good as Columbia trying to beat the press. A lot of quick, crisp passes generating that open look. Final 5 seconds, Napoleon step back three ball, Davis no, rebound at the horn by Trent Troyer, and that will conclude quarter number one. A lot of runs for both teams, and it is Columbia going into the second quarter up 15-10. We're back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as Omnisource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we are all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Need plastics? Aural Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Aural Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at aural.com/plastics.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Boys high school basketball action from Napoleon High School. Columbia Central leading 15-10 over the Pirates. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Columbia Central with the first possession now to start the second quarter. Inbounding on the far sideline, it's Elias Losey. Ready to get this one into Scheel. So Columbia started the game quickly 7-2. Then Napoleon went on an 8-0 run, led 10-7. And then Columbia ending the first quarter on a 8-0 run of their own. Top of the key for Shield, drives through the lane, loses it, stolen away. Davis quickly the other direction, but Columbia quick getting back on defense. That's been their MO this game, trying to get back on defense, prevent these easy transition points. Done a good job so far as Monroe with an interception on the perimeter, one-on-one the other way, tough contact, layup is off, but the whistle is blown. Gavin Davis with the foul, sending David Monroe to the free throw line for more Columbia Central free throws. See, the free throws were key in that first quarter. Napoleon able to slow the game down in their favor with a couple of early trips to the line. Helped them go on that early 8-0 run as the first free throw up and in for David Monroe. And then Columbia there at the end of the first quarter using the free throw line to their advantage as well. Monroe 2 of 2. It's now a 7-point Columbia lead, their largest of the game. Full court press is beaten. Napoleon trying to take advantage, driving through the lane, shot off, no. Tristan Russell gets his own offensive rebound, put back, yes. His second bucket, he's got 4, and that will end a 10-0 Columbia run. Columbia leads 17-12 with the ball, about 1 minute into quarter number 2. Moving the ball around the perimeter, free throw line jumper. That one gets the friendly bounce and drops for the quarterback, Connor Renfro. 19-12 lead for Columbia. Napoleon ball. Davis at the top for Nall on the left. Head fake, drives to the lane, layup off the glass, in and out. Rebound tipped out. It's picked up by Losey. Columbia the other way, 2-on-2. Passed into the far corner for Monroe. Defense catches up, and the Golden Eagles will slow things down offensively. On the right wing for Losey, back outside for Grayson Shield, the lone freshman on this Columbia team. Bounce pass back outside. Now at the free throw line, turnaround jumper. That one's left short for Renfro, and the rebound pulled down by Russell. Here comes Napoleon the other direction. Pass up ahead for Lucas Anderson getting his first action. Tyler Nall through the lane, kicks outside. Anderson, 3. That one's strong, and a rebound pulled down by Renfro. He'll bring the ball up the floor before dishing it up ahead to Shield. 2 minutes into the second quarter, 7-point Columbia lead with the ball. Monroe, tough shot at the block. That one's off. Great contest by Service. I think he was surprised by how much length Service showed off on that contest. Nall, 3-pointer on the other end. That one's off. It's too strong and rebounded by David Monroe. Walks it across the timeline. He's met out there by Anderson. Gives it back over to the freshman, Grayson Shield. Monroe, dish down low to the elder Shield. Nolan, spin move through the lane. He's caught too deep, tries to pass back out. It's off the bottom of the backboard and gets deflected to Gavin Davis, a turnover. Lucas Anderson through the lane, drives into the defender, kicks it back outside to Nall as Napoleon will slow things down. Driving through the lane against this man-to-man defense. Anderson, quick handoff to the top of the key. Service through the lane, tough shot, muscles it up and in. Make it Tristan Russell on the drive. He's got 6 points now for Napoleon to lead all Pirate scorers, tied with Gavin Davis. And then we got a turnover. Lucas Anderson, as Losey just lost that dribble. Napoleon with the ball trailing by 5. 4:45 to go until halftime. Tyler Nall has it in the near side corner. This is a back around the perimeter for Russell. Through the lane, jump stop on the block, floater up, no. But he does get a little bit of contact on the elbow. They make the call this time. And it's going to be against David Monroe, sending Tristan Russell to the free throw line for the Napoleon Pirates. So far in this quarter, it's just 4-4 both teams. As it took both teams a while to really consistently get points up in that first quarter. Both teams, of course, certainly had their moments, had their runs, but maybe getting a little bit more consistent play from both teams here. First free throw is off. Some substitutions. Dylan Penix and Jonas Mackey in for Columbia. Second free throw, that is also off. Tristan Russell coming up completely empty on that trip. And Columbia the other way trying to build their 5-point lead. 4.5 to go in the first half. Outside for Losey. Pass fake in. Passes it back out. And that's a bad pass. He threw it too far outside. Near half court. Shield trying to save it. And as he grabbed it, his foot was over the half court line. and ruled a backcourt violation and turnover. Weird play there, but Napoleon trying to capitalize on the other end. Tyler Nall walks it across midcourt. Now bounce pass to the free throw line. Gets the handoff through the lane. Gavin Davis shot blocked. Meanwhile, offensive rebound to Nall. Gets it down low to Russell. Drives on the baseline. Blocked from behind, but fouled. Trent Troyer evidently getting a little bit too much arm contact on that one. Commits his first foul and team second. Tristan Russell back at the line for two, trying to redeem himself. He came up 0 for 2 last time. Three misses in a row now. Missed the first one this time. See if he can at least recover with the second one. No, it's short. Rebound down to Troyer. And here comes Columbia the other direction with Nolan Scheel. Has five of Columbia's 19 points. Pass fake to the right, goes to the left, now down low. Back outside, quick passing. Nolan Scheel, three, nothing but net straight away. He held the follow-through up top with a nice release, and it's now a game-high eight-point lead for the Golden Eagles. 3:42 to go in the first half. And stolen at the free throw line. Russell lost the dribble. Three on two the other way. Kicks it to the near corner. Losey, three, off the mark. Offensive rebound put back up and in for Scheel. Boy, that guy's all over the place. Can score inside, can score outside. He's the first player tonight in double digits with 10. 3:20 left. Columbia leads by 10. Three ball by Nall off. And now Mackey the rebound. Columbia the other direction. Really starting to put things together at the end of the first quarter and here into the second quarter. Offensively, solving this zone defense. Mackey on the baseline, quick shot down low. Off the mark for Troyer, and he can't get the offensive rebound tipped out to his teammate. Collected by Napoleon the other way. Davis cut off on the baseline, back outside for Anderson and Nall. Drives to the left elbow. Bounce pass for Russell. Stopped at the free throw line and back outside for Davis. Pump fake, drives through the lane, layup on the left hand. Good! And a foul. Tough finish there. Pump fake, got the defender in the air, able to blow right past him, and got an open lane in the paint. He had two defenders converge right at the basket, but by that point he was already well in the air and was able to get the nice finish at the rim. Chance for the three-point play. Fouls on Jonas Mackey, his first. Got Mason Priest back into the game, as well as Jaden Service for Napoleon. And one free throw is off. Napoleon, they started the game a perfect 4-for-4 at the line. Since then, they've got five straight misses. In a game, they trail by 8 points. Back around the perimeter for Columbia. Nice crisp passing down low for Mackey. Loses it. And Napoleon trying to come away with it. Ripped away by McClain. Here comes Napoleon the other way. And they'll slow things down. Gets it back to Davis in the front court. 2:15 to go in the second quarter. Napoleon trails by 8. Down low. Shot is in. But it is a travel on Tyler Nall. The basket won't count. It's a turnover instead. Lots of noise being made there by the Columbia student section making the trip up M50 here to Napoleon High School. Meanwhile, across the other side of the gym, you have Napoleon's student section sitting in what is known as the ship. 2 minutes left now. Columbia moving the ball around. Scheel, head fake at the three-point line, steps in for a two at the right elbow. Takes a couple bounces, doesn't fall. Offensive rebound for Troyer. Columbia another try here. Up and under Mackey. Couldn't finish beneath the basket. Boy, he was wide open. Columbia's missed a couple of those this evening. As the other way quickly, layup up and in, right hand on the left side of the basket for Brady McClain. His first score. And that trims Columbia's lead down to 6. They led by 10 a moment ago. Got 90 seconds left. Columbia moving the ball around here in the second quarter. Three ball straight away. Scheel, that one's off the front iron. Bounces off the top of the backboard and out of bounds. So Napoleon will go away. Columbia backing off in the press for now. At the end of the first quarter, into the start of this quarter, they had some full court pressure. But since backing off, McLean top of the key for service and then for Davis. Pass fake on the fake screen. Nearly lost it, stripped away by Troyer, kept the dribble alive. And then bumped, losing the dribble out of bounds, Mason Priest. That is a Napoleon turnover. And we're going to have a timeout on the floor. 24-18, Columbia over Napoleon. 61 seconds left in the second quarter. We're back in a minute on WKHM.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Tonight's coverage brought to you by Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, the Sykes Group of Morgan Stanley, and Bailey Excavating. Final minute of play in the first half between Columbia and Napoleon. Columbia Central leads 24-18 with the ball currently near half court, dribbling. It's Nolan Scheel. Bounce pass across to the other sideline is going to be kicked by Tyler Nall. And the play is whistled dead. Columbia inbounding on the far sideline with Carter Simpson getting his first action in this one. Inbounds to Monroe. Bounce past the free throw line. Kick into the corner quickly. Back outside Monroe. Three. That's too strong. Rebound through the trees. It's going to be last touch out of bounds by Napoleon. And Columbia will inbound on the left side of the basket. 36 seconds left in the quarter. Monroe, inbound up top to Simpson, back outside for Mackey. Splits the D, loses the dribble, back outside by Monroe. Back up top for Simpson and for Monroe. A lot of quick passes trying to beat this 2-3 zone back to the near corner. Lots of passing just nonstop around the perimeter. 15 seconds left in the second quarter for Scheel. Tries to get around Davis. Top of the key now on the left for Simpson. Drives on the baseline, he's cut off. Tries to pass back out to Mackey. Floater on the low block. That's too strong. Rebound for service. 2 seconds left. Can they get a shot off? No. Time expires. And that leads us to halftime. 24-18. Columbia Central leads over Napoleon in the M50 rivalry. We're going to step aside for 3 minutes. When we come back, we're going to break down what we saw in this first half of play. You've got boys high school basketball on WKHM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators, and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter could be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We are at halftime from Napoleon High School, where the Columbia Central Golden Eagles lead the Napoleon Pirates 24-18. Now, the first half, specifically the first quarter, featured both teams going on their own runs, trading the lead at times. So Columbia out to a quick 7-2 lead through the first 2 minutes or so of play, and then they went ice cold for the next about 4 minutes as Napoleon went on their own 8-0 run, led 10-7 before Columbia closed the first quarter, last 2 minutes or so, on a 8-0 run. Led 15-10 going into the second quarter, which was a little bit more back-to-back. Back and forth, I should say, with both teams scoring. And Columbia did build their lead out to as many as 10 points, but Napoleon able to get a couple of scores in the last few minutes to cut that down to 6. Second quarter score was in favor of Columbia 9-8. To lead us to our current 6-point lead at halftime for Columbia. Leading scorers for the Golden Eagles, we got 10 points from Nolan Scheel. He's got a lot of tough baskets in the paint. Got a couple 3-pointers as well. David Monroe, he's got 8 points. Otherwise, we got 4 points from Trent Troyer and 2 from Connor Renfrow. Meanwhile, for Napoleon, leading scorer is Gavin Davis. He's got 8 points tonight. Tristan Russell has 6. And then Brady McLean and Tyler Null have 2 points apiece. So in the second half, I'd be curious to see what defenses these teams run. Both teams have had a lot of success defensively different times in this one. As Napoleon, they're running a very aggressive zone, trying to get into passing lanes. Columbia's been able to counter that with a lot of crisp passing around the perimeter, inside, outside, trying to get the defense before they are able to fully shift and trying to generate a lot of open looks that way, either from the three-point line or they're trying to get them right on the baseline so that they're able to get the ball and quickly cut in for a layup with the defense out of position. Meanwhile, Columbia Central, the other end, they're just playing straight-up man-to-man defense, and they're having a lot of success. You can see Napoleon a lot of times trying to get these rebounds, trying to get out and run. But Columbia, a lot of great discipline. They're getting back on defense quickly, really preventing any fast-break opportunities, period, for Napoleon. The only time I can really recall them getting any sort of fast break score was when Columbia briefly for a few minutes was having an aggressive full court press. But otherwise, Napoleon, they're trying to get a couple of these fake screens, handoffs, and some drives, but I think they need to start running some more actual plays if they want to try to beat this man-to-man defense. They've had a lot of freelance so far, but they need to try to get something going offensively if they want to try to flip this in their favor against Columbia. Again, halftime score 24-18. Columbia over Napoleon. We're going to step back aside. When we come back, we'll have the second half of play for you right here from Napoleon High School. We're back in 3 minutes. You've got boys high school basketball on WKHM.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Stacy Young with the Brokerage House, and I would love to help you turn your 2026 real estate goals into reality. Whether you're thinking about buying your first home, selling, or planning your next move, let's sit down and determine the best plan to make your dreams become a reality. Call Stacy Young at the Brokerage House at 517-788-8733, and let's make your next move your best move in 2026.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Start of the third quarter from Napoleon High School as the Columbia Central Golden Eagles lead 24-18 over the Napoleon Pirates. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Napoleon with the first possession of the second half. Going from left to right on your radio dial. Tyler Nall driving through the lane, loses it out of bounds. So the first possession, it's a turnover here in the second half for Napoleon. Columbia going the other way. Still in this aggressive zone defense for Napoleon as Columbia has it on the right-hand side with Nolan Scheel. Pulls it back outside near half court. Passes it back to the near side for Monroe. Steps in. Pass up ahead. It's poked away by Davis. And Napoleon can't come away with it. It frees up Jonas Mackey for a wide open layup through the lane. Broken play. But Columbia will take it. And Napoleon, top of the key, trailing by 8 points. Approaching the 1 minute mark here in the third quarter. Drives to the lane and tried to thread the needle to Jaden Service on the bounce pass. Intercepted by Columbia. A couple of Napoleon turnovers for their first possessions of the third quarter. Golden Eagle ball at the top of the key now for Monroe on the left. Has some daylight. Three ball. That's too strong. Rebounded for Shield. Kicks it back outside for Penix. Head fake. Steps in for a mid-range two. That's also off the mark. Rebounded by Troyer. Another chance here off the glass. No for Mackey. And it's rebounded by Service. And after three tries, Columbia comes up empty. Napoleon, meanwhile, a couple turnovers on their first possessions of the quarter. Trailing by eight. Top of the key for McLean. Dribbles on the left. Columbia still in their man-to-man defense. Nall drives through the lane. Floater rolls off the rim and out. And then the rebound by Service poked out, trying to find his teammate Russell in the corner. But Russell wasn't ready for it. Goes into the student section, the ship, and out of bounds. Columbia Central going the other way. Three possessions for Napoleon, ending in a turnover here in this quarter. Columbia at the top for Scheel. Bounce pass on the right. Now on the baseline for Mackey. Trying to kick it back to the left wing for Monroe, and it's stolen away. Nall the other way, 2-on-2. And he has it stripped away, stolen by Scheel on the other end. Now Columbia, top of the key. Scheel pulls up, free throw line. That one's a swish. 12 for Scheel, and Napoleon needs to talk things over. Bunch of turnovers for them to come out of halftime, and Columbia's lead back out to 10. 5:43 to go in the third. We're back in 60 seconds. You got high school basketball on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Tonight's coverage brought to you by American Title Company, Phelps Towing, and ALRO Metals and Plastics. It's a 10-point Columbia lead. Napoleon, out of halftime, having a lot of troubles. They've got four turnovers and just one shot attempt. As we got a reaching foul on Columbia's Trent Troyer, his second, team's first. Trying to get aggressive against Tyler Nall, trying to poke it away and force yet another turnover, but that time caught with his hand in the cookie jar. Napoleon inbounding in front of their bench on the near sideline, gets it to Nall in the backcourt, and then hands it off to Davis. Cuts the corner, drives through the lane, blocked from behind by Troyer, and it's out of bounds. It'll stay right here with Napoleon, but Columbia evidently in this second half, turning up the defensive intensity up to 11. Still in man, but they're playing very well, making everything difficult for Napoleon just to even get a shot. Still just one shot attempt in the first 3 minutes of this third quarter. And we got another near turnover as it's lost by McLean. Goes right to his teammate Russell there. Through the lane, Davis, Eurostep, splits the D, no. Offensive rebound put back by Service, also no. Another offensive rebound by Davis, blocked. Another offensive rebound put back, and they will count it, I believe. Tyler Nall finally gets the lid off the rim in this third quarter for Napoleon. It's going to be the third foul on Trent Troyer, and Tyler Nall, with 4 points, goes to the line for an and-one opportunity. Napoleon with four shots on that one possession. Relentless. Something had to give. And Tyler Nall trying to get this and-one to get the momentum back in the Pirates' favor. and one free throw. He makes that. That also stops a cold spell of Napoleon free throws. They missed five in a row. Napoleon trails by seven. Now they bring a full court press against Columbia. And a bad pass in the backcourt. Nall gets it, puts it up and in, and a foul. Dylan Penix trying to recover after his teammate turned it over, trying to pass to him. But he gets called for his third foul. And Tyler Nall, a chance at a second consecutive three-point play. Just like that, the deficit is down to five. Can cut it to four right here. Free throw up and in. So Tyler Nall, six quick points. And Napoleon back in their aggressive full court press after getting some success last time. It's beaten this time. Now an odd man advantage. Bounce pass down low. Mackey, wide open score. So that's what can happen. You get too aggressive in those full court presses. Other team, if they execute it correctly with passing up the floor, they can get some easy points like Columbia did there. 30-24 lead for Columbia. 4.5 to go in quarter number three. Through the lane, Russell lost the ball, goes out to Nall, three-pointer. That's too strong. Chased out to the corner. It's picked up by Penix, and then he throws it off of Nall's leg and out of bounds. Smart heads-up play by Penix. Had to pick it into the corner, and immediately a double team coming in to try to pressure him, and he was able to get it instead to be an inbound with Napoleon backing off. Columbia ball, Monroe around the perimeter for Scheel, and then Penix on the far side. Back for Scheel at the top of the key. Penix, right wing, three-pointer. That one's short. Nall pulls down the Napoleon rebound, and he goes the other way. 4 minutes left in the third. Through the lane for Davis, back outside for Nall. Gets it back to Davis, pump fake on the three-point line, driving through the lane, layup on the left hand is up and in. Nice little finger roll. Gives him his 10th point. And that cuts Napoleon's deficit down to four. They trailed by 10 a moment ago. Back outside around the perimeter up top for Scheel. Drives through the lanes, puts the D. Shots, no. They'll call a blocking foul on the way. And it will not be a shooting foul. Foul is on Gavin Davis, his second. Team's first. Got a couple Napoleon substitutions. Lucas Anderson and Mason Priest back in, replacing McLean and Russell. Golden Eagles ball right side of the basket with Monroe inbounding. Inbound for Dylan Penix. Drives around the defender now at the free throw line back outside. Scheel head fake, doesn't pull the three. Trying to get it now to Troyer at the free throw line. It's turned away. And then Napoleon, a turnover right back as service a little bit out of control, trying to pass up ahead to Nall. He wasn't ready for it. It sails out of bounds to Columbia's bench. We got a quick substitution now. The freshman Grayson Scheel back in, as well as the sophomore Trent Elias Losey. Sending Trent Troyer to the bench. Now for Columbia. On the wrong end of a 6-0 run, and we got another turnover. Mason Priest with the steal. Columbia the other way with Tyler Nall. 3 minutes and change left in this third, and Tyler Nall will get a trip to the line as he is fouled on his layup attempt on the low block. It's going to be on Nolan Scheel, his first, team's fourth. Some foul trouble now for Columbia, as every defensive foul the rest of the quarter will result in Napoleon free throws, which is partially what got them back into it. Back-to-back three-point plays by this guy right here, Tyler Nall, is what got them back into this after trailing by double digits. First free throw this time is off. He does have another chance. In and out. It comes up empty this time. Columbia the other way. Columbia's gone cold for stretches in the first half. And they've gone cold here, trying to get back into the scoring column as the shot by Scheel blocked out of bounds by Nall. Boy, he didn't even see him behind. But Columbia keeps it right here. Monroe inbounding to Scheel at the top of the key. Back outside for Losey. Back for Monroe on the right. 3-2 zone. Losey, three ball. That's too strong. The rebound tipped out to the freshman, Grayson Scheel. Back to the corner. Monroe, three. That one's too strong. And we got a foul on the rebound by Nolan Scheel over the back. That's not going to make the Columbia supporters happy. And that will send Napoleon to the line for bonus free throws. That was the fifth team foul against Columbia. It's 30-26, Columbia over Napoleon. Columbia started the quarter on a quick run. They led by 10, and since then, Napoleon has gone on an 8-2 run to this point. As the first free throw this time, in and out by Davis. After a couple of makes in a row in this quarter for Napoleon, they're back to being cold at the free throw line. That's three combined misses in a row. One more try for Gavin Davis, and in and out again. Four straight misses. They make them all. This game could be tied right now. And not to mention all the misses they had in a row in the first half. Columbia the other way. Ooh, miscommunication on the pass, but it's collected again by Scheel. And now back and forth with Scheel and Losey. Grayson Scheel near half court. Dribbles around back to the corner for Losey. Three-pointer. That's off the heel and out. Offensive rebound by Connor Renfro, who just checked in. On the baseline, Monroe. Reverse layup is up and in. He's got 10, and that ends that run for Napoleon. 32-26 lead for Columbia. Napoleon the other way. Davis, he has a foul drawn. Connor Renfro reaching in on the drive. And with Napoleon in the bonus, this sends Gavin Davis to the line. 2:05 left in the third. Napoleon has not led since the first quarter, when the score was 10-9. First free throw off. That's another stretch. Five free throws in a row missed for Napoleon. A couple Pirates checked in. McLean and Russell back in. Davis trying to get the free throw lid off the barrel. Misses again. Six straight free throw misses for Napoleon. In a game they trail by six. Monroe has it on the baseline. Jumper, that one's off from about 12 feet out. Rebounded for McLean. Half-court pressure briefly by Columbia. They get back defensively. Now into the corner for Lucas Anderson. Tries to pass it back outside. Nearly intercepted and poked away. Losey, two-on-one the other way. Grayson Scheel, hard foul on the other end by Gavin Davis. And this will send the freshman Grayson Scheel to the line. Boy, hard foul. And Davis a little bit slow to get up after that foul. Kevin Davis with three personal fouls. And Grayson Scheel to the line for two. Again, the lone freshman on this Columbia varsity team. He makes the first free throw. That's his first point in this one. We got Scheel, a freshman. We got Penix and Losey, sophomores. The whole rest of the team is juniors and seniors. Second free throw, that one's in. He's got two, and Columbia's lead back out to eight. 90 seconds left in the third. Napoleon moving the ball around now. Back outside for McLean, and then for Davis. Swings it back for Russell on the left and for McLean. Pass fake in, goes back up top with Russell. Now McLean again drives through the lane, stopped at the elbow, backing down his man Losey. And now a blocking foul. Interesting call. I can get maybe a reach in, but a blocking foul when you're getting actively backed down on, that's kind of interesting. Not sure what else he can do there. So Losey with his first personal foul. This sends Brady McLean to the line for two. With Napoleon in the bonus. Free throw. Ooh, it bounced off the heel and then finally dropped. That ends a streak of six consecutive free throw misses. He has one more try. Free throw is off. 7 misses in the last 8 free throw attempts for Napoleon, and then they lose the offensive rebound attempt out of bounds. Columbia inbounding on the far sideline, nearly in the corner, right in front of Napoleon's student section. 1:15 left in the third quarter. Columbia by 7, trying to build it back out to double digits. Shield down low. Ooh, walked! Wow! Renfro dished down low to Nolan Shield. And as he was going up for the shot, they got him on traveling. It's a turnover. Napoleon the other way across the timeline. A.J. Buckley has it, just checking in, as well as Mason Priest. Russell back to the top of the key for Nall. Drives in, pulls it back outside. Guarded out there by Nolan Shield in the man-to-man defense. Back for Priest to the top of the key. Dribbles through his legs back outside for McLean. And for Shield, down low. Blocked away by the freshman, Braylon Shield. My, oh, my. Columbia the other direction. Final 33 seconds. Dish down low into the corner. Monroe, 3. Off the mark. Boy, that would have made the student section go bananas. Offensive rebound. Put back up and in for Nolan Shield, however. That will be a big score. They credit the points to the wrong team. It should be a 9-point Columbia lead. They do correct it. 10 seconds left. Napoleon with the ball, trying to end the quarter with momentum. Back up top for McLean. Drives through the lane. Ryman accidentally back out of the corner for Nall. Step back. Has it again. Shot at the buzzer. Got it! 3 ball. Tyler Nall, as time expired, cuts the deficit down to 6. Going into the fourth, it's 36-30. Columbia over Napoleon. Fourth quarter is next. You've got boys high school basketball on WKHM.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Start of the fourth quarter from Napoleon High School. Columbia Central leads 36-30. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Both teams scoring 12 apiece in that third quarter. Another quarter of runs, just like the first quarter tonight. Columbia with the first possession, and now Connor Renfro drills a jumper on the baseline to make it another 8-point Columbia lead. Napoleon ball, Nall hesitates, fires a 3. That one's off. He made one right at the third quarter buzzer to cut the deficit down to 6 going into the fourth. But couldn't make that one. Columbia now. Monroe into the corner for Nolan Shield. Drives through the lane. Pump fake. Goes up with it, and he is hammered. Looked like they initially were not going to make that call, but Nolan Shield instead going to the line for 2. Fouls on Jaden Service, his first, team's first. So Nolan Shield, leading scorer of both teams tonight. He misses the first free throw. He's got 14. Tyler Nall of Napoleon has 11, and then David Monroe has 10. Those are the only 3-point players so far in double digits. Shield, one more attempt at the line. And he's got it. 15 points for him, and it's 39-30. Columbia over Napoleon. 45 seconds into the fourth and final quarter. on the left side for Gavin Davis. Pump fake. Poked away and stolen. That's Trent Troyer as Nolan Scheel brings the ball up before Napoleon getting back defensively. Screen on the baseline. Jump shot. Scheel off the heel. Rebound by Priest. It's a good stop there, Napoleon. They just got to try to get points on the board now. Nearly lost it. Davis shuffles it back off to Nall. And now Davis at the top of the key. Screen coming on the left. Help defense coming in quickly from Grayson Scheel. Back for Russell. Cut off on the left elbow. Back outside for Nall and on the right for Davis. Pass fake inside. Goes back to Nall. Drives through the lane. Tough shot. No. Looking for the contact. Didn't get the whistle. Columbia the other way. Quick 2-on-1. Grayson Scheel way up on the glasses. And what a finish for the freshman. In traffic. Doesn't matter. He's got 4. And that is now the largest Columbia lead of the evening, 11 points. Napoleon ball, 6:10 left in the fourth. Nall on the left wing, guarded out there by Scheel. Back up top for Priest. He's cut off by Monroe. And now we got a foul on Connor Renfro trying to intercept the pass to Tristan Russell, but a little bit too much arm contact trying to deflect it away. It's the second on Renfro. And Napoleon inbounding on the near sideline in front of their own bench. Gavin Davis, the inbounder. So both teams going on runs in that first quarter. Saw Columbia leading by 5 going into the second. Columbia able to build up a 10-point lead in the second before Napoleon fighting back a bit, trailing by 6 at halftime. And then both teams going on runs again in that third quarter. Saw Napoleon trailing by 6 again going into the fourth and final quarter. As we have a travel call, Jaden Service diving on the floor with it, but he rolled over. He lifted his legs in the air. And once you dive on the floor in basketball, you still have to keep your feet on the floor. The same principle applies as if you're standing. So once you lift both legs in the air, that is a turnover. And that's what Jaden Service did. 41-30, Columbia Central over Napoleon. 5:40 left in the ball game. Grayson Scheel has it back outside. Monroe fires the 3, makes the 3. That one with a guy contesting. Nice shot there. And Columbia continuing to grow that lead. It's a 14-point lead now as Tyler Nall gets a quick bucket on the other end to cut it to 12. Napoleon now needs to get stops. Monroe drives, stops in the baseline, goes back outside. Errant pass trying to get it to Nolan Scheel, but he led him too far outside. Scheel wasn't ready to go that direction. And it goes out of bounds to the scorer's table. Gavin Davis inbounding for Napoleon as Tyler Nall walks the ball across the timeline. Just over 5 minutes left with Napoleon trailing by 12. Nall through the lane, layup no. He draws another foul. And we'll get 2 more attempts at the free throw line. I don't know about you, I have counted 12 free throw misses for Napoleon in this game. A game in which they trail by 12. And now it's unrealistic, obviously, to expect any team at any level to shoot 100% from the free throw line. That said, Napoleon, they're shooting well under 50%, which, I mean, if you even make half of those that you've missed, I mean, you're in this game. This is now with the first make with Nall. You cut this down to about 5. Lesson here, kids, make your free throws. Nall, 1 of 2 this time, has 1 more try, and he rattles this one home. He's got 15 points, tied with Nolan Scheel of Columbia for most points tonight. Bad pass again for Columbia. Had a lot of errant passes for turnovers in this fourth quarter. This time, the freshman Grayson Scheel trying to find the elder Nolan Scheel up the floor, but sent it out of bounds. Napoleon with the ball trailing by 10 now. 5 minutes left. Nall back to the near sideline. Intercepted by Grayson Scheel. Coast to coast, layup in traffic, layup no, but a Napoleon Pirate made contact with their rim. It rattled around, might have influenced that miss. Regardless, Nolan Scheel got the offensive rebound and is fouled on the putback. So now Nolan Scheel to the line. The foul's on Tyler Nall, his first team's second.
Now
Nolan Scheel to the line. First free throw is short. Has one more try. Got it. He's got 16, a game high at 16, might I add. Lead back to 11 for Columbia. Meanwhile, three ball quickly the other way. Priest, no. Offensive rebound for McLean. Back outside for Davis. Napoleon trying to get more quality looks here, trying to work their way back in. Quick hesitation and three ball. Davis, no. Rebound for Monroe. And then a foul in the backcourt against Mason Priest. Napoleon was pretty good in the first half and even through three quarters about not really committing many fouls, but starting to get away from him here. Just two more fouls and Columbia's in the bonus, which will not help Napoleon in their attempts to rally here. Full court pressure. It's beaten with a pass up ahead to Grayson Scheel. Has it now on the right. Drives on the baseline. Back outside for Monroe. Pump fake. Doesn't take it. Nolan Scheel now on the left wing. Back outside to Grayson Scheel on the right. Takes a couple dribbles. Dribbles near half court now straight away. Back for Nolan Scheel. Drives to the right. Cut off by Nall. Back to the top of the key. Now on the left for Connor Renfro. Drives around, handoff for both Shields now on the left. 3:47 left in this one. Columbia in no hurry at all, but still trying to get quality scores. Nolan Scheel drives through the lane. Euro step, tough finish in traffic. He had two guys contesting him, but he still gets the bucket. 18 for Scheel. And it's a 13-point Columbia lead. Nall the other way. Tough shot in the lane. Whistle is blown. And he draws yet another foul. Fouls on Grayson Scheel, his first. And I do remember last year with Tyler Nall, it seems like that's his goal. Obviously, you want to get a lot of shots in the paint. The closer you are, the higher percentage shots those are. But I do notice that with Nall. Times it feels like he is just searching for the contact, which at times not a bad idea, depending on how the officials are calling the game. But there's been times tonight that he's missed some otherwise pretty open layups where you can tell he's trying to seek out that contact. Can be a double-edged sword at times. And Nall able to make both free throws. It's now a 11-point game, 47-36. Columbia Central leading, and now a full court press from Napoleon. Pass up ahead to Mackey. That beats it. And Napoleon's defense hustles back. Now in a man-to-man defense after Columbia starting to expose that zone in the third quarter. Top of the key now for Trent Troyer. Back outside for Nolan Scheel. Guarded by Gavin Davis quickly. A little bit of a bump. No call. Drives past him, drives past another guy, loses it on his way to the basket. It's stolen away by Russell. Now on the right for Tyler Nall. Columbia's defense recovers as they have been doing well all night. 2:48 left. Swinging around the perimeter. Nall on the left wing. Back outside. Three ball. McLean. Nothing but net. He's got six. It's a single-digit game. 8-point lead for Columbia, 2.5 left. Still some time, but Napoleon, especially with no shot clock in the high school level, Napoleon really needs to execute down the stretch if they want to try to continue to chip away at this lead. On the right-hand side for Grayson Scheel, back for Mackey, drives through the lane, pump fake, fall away, jumper off glass, in and out. Rebound is fought for between Scheel and Nall. They call the jump ball, and it will go in favor of Napoleon. So Napoleon gets the stop, 2:09 left. We're at the point where you pretty much have to score on every possession while you keep getting stops. 30-second timeout is called. We'll step aside. 2:09 left. Columbia by 8 on WKHM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Tonight's coverage of boys high school basketball is brought to you by Farm Bureau Jenkins Insurance Agency, Jennifer Scanlon of the Brokerage House, Jackson Public Schools, and Industrial Steel Treating. It's 47-39, Columbia Central over Napoleon, 2:09 left, but Napoleon with the ball. Columbia led by as many as 14, but Napoleon trying to make a late rally here. Got to get points and got to get stops. Tyler Nall has it on the right wing. Drives on the baseline around the defender. Tough layup. No, and he is hammered again. That's, again, what Tyler Nall does. He tries to kind of hunt that contact. Able to get Mackey in the air. Drives right into him and gets the foul call. Nall has to make these free throws. Again, I've got at least 12 free throw misses in this one tonight for Napoleon. First free throw in and out. Now up to the unlucky 13. 13 free throw misses in a game you're trailing by 8. Again, unrealistic to expect you to shoot 100% at any level, but man. Gets the second one. He's got 18 now. He has exploded here in this second half. He had just 2 at halftime. Now up to 18 here. 47-40, Columbia leads. Errant pass up ahead, but still a 2-on-1 with the full court press. Mackey holds on to it, and Columbia will slow it down. 1:45 left in this one. Columbia, if they play this smart, they should be able to hold off Napoleon for the win. Monroe down along the baseline, back outside for Penix. Now moving around the perimeter, Nolan Scheel, wide open three. That one's short. Rebound tipped down to Monroe. Second chance, put back, no. And then the rebound tipped out of bounds by Napoleon. Wow. Looked to me like Trent Troyer of Columbia tipped it out of bounds. That would not be the first time tonight that that has happened. I think at least 2 other times that that's happened for both teams, by the way, that a rebound has been tipped out of bounds, and I believe they give it to the wrong team. Now a Columbia Central timeout on the floor. We'll step aside as well. 1:26 to go. Columbia leads by 7. We're back in 60 seconds. You've got boys high school basketball on WKHM.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Stacy Young with the Brokerage House, and I would love to help you turn your 2026 real estate goals into reality. Whether you're thinking about buying your first home, selling, or planning your next move, let's sit down and determine the best plan to make your dreams become a reality. Call Stacy Young at the Brokerage House at 517-788-8733, and let's make your next move your best move in 2026.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Final 1:26 in the fourth quarter. Columbia Central with the ball, leading by 7 over the Napoleon Pirates. Inbound to Nolan Scheel, pump fake for Dylan Penix, and we've got a foul called in the perimeter by Jaden Service, his second, team's fourth. So every defensive foul the rest of the way against the point will result in Columbia Central free throws. Connor Renfro into the game, sending Penix to the bench. Now Columbia inbounding on the right side of the basket with David Monroe. Back outside, intentional foul again on Russell. And Columbia now at the line, trying to get these bonus free throws. Boy, the officials do not know what's happening. Do they not realize that we got five team fouls? Okay, now we do. Okay. Trent Troyer at the line for two for Columbia. We'll see if Columbia can come through at the free throw line. Unlike the point in this one. Oh, he can't. This is the first one. Both teams have had some free throw misses in this one, but of course Napoleon, they've gone on different long streaks of misses. Second free throw, it's an air ball. So Troyer comes up empty, that bails out Napoleon. They need a bucket here, and fast. 1:16 left in the fourth. Nall has it on the right, jab step, drives on the baseline. Tough shot, that one's short. Rebound and quickly out and running for Troyer. Penix layup blocked by Davis. And Davis going quickly the other direction. Two on three. Davis to the block. Fouled from behind by Renfro. He's not happy with that call. Gavin Davis to the line for two. 57 seconds left. Napoleon trailing by seven. Misses the first free throw. It's now at least 14 misses that I count. Trent Troyer to the bench, replaced by Elias Lozy. Second free throw for Davis. Got the second one. Makes it 47-41. We got a quick substitution as Davis has the bench replaced by A.J. Buckley. Columbia Central inbounding. Again, Napoleon trying to get the foul. Lozy has it into the front court, trying to waste this clock. Double teamed. Back outside for Nolan Scheel. And now the foul comes with Tristan Russell. This will send Nolan Scheel to the line, who is tied with Tyler Nall of Napoleon for most points tonight with 18. 49.5 seconds left. Columbia leads by six. Can make it a three-possession lead right here, and he can't. Misses the first free throw, but he does get a second one as Gavin Davis and Mason Priest check back in for Napoleon. Meanwhile, Trent Troyer back in for Elias Lozy for Columbia. Free throw make right here makes it a three-possession lead. It's off again. Seems like both teams were a little bit early to try to go for the rebound as well, but no lane violation called. The other way, now a travel on Nall. He stopped at the free throw line, shuffled his feet, couldn't decide where he wanted to go. And that's going to result in a turnover. And now a timeout called on the floor. 41 seconds left. Columbia leads by six. We're back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
47-41, Columbia Central leads over Napoleon. 41 seconds left in Columbia with the ball. So Columbia will try to inbound, try to waste as much time as they can. Napoleon trying to foul as soon as they can. Of course, first and foremost, if they can't get a steal, which would be the best case scenario for them, they need to get a steal and a quick score. Grayson Scheel, the inbounder. Bounce pass. Bad pass. Nall has it. And he has it blocked but fouled by Scheel. So, again, best case scenario right there for Napoleon. They do get the steal. And then Grayson Scheel with the foul sends Tyler Nall to the line. But we have an injured Columbia Golden Eagle on the floor. Connor Renfro holding his knee. Ooh, this is not good. Trainer comes over to have a chat. So Connor Renfro getting looked at. I did not see what developed. It was very quick. So on the inbound for Columbia, it was turned over, stolen by Nall, and then immediately Nall fouled on his way up for the layup. Ryman accidentally, and then just like that, I saw Renfro on the ground. He does get helped up. He's walking pretty gingerly on that left knee, but he should be fine. He's walking under his own power. He's going to head to the bench for the time being, but again, good to see for Connor Renfro. He should be okay, just needs a rest. So play set to resume. Napoleon at the line for two free throws with Tyler Nall. With Napoleon trailing by 6, 38 seconds left. Need to make both here. First free throw, yes. He's got 19. Leading all scorers tonight. Again, had just 2 points at halftime. Two of two this time. He's got 20. That trims the deficit down to 4 for Napoleon. 38 seconds left. Have to do it again. Have to try to get a steal. If not, foul immediately. Inbound to Grayson Scheel, and Napoleon comes in for the foul. Brady McLean called this time. And this will send the freshman Grayson Scheel to the free throw line. If he makes both, he can push the lead out to 6, but it's still a 2-possession game. First free throw, that's too strong. Russell to the bench, replaced by Mason Priest for Napoleon. One more free throw coming up for Grayson Scheel. In and out, misses both. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Columbia. Boy, Columbia is not able to come through at the free throw line in the clutch and a couple of these turnovers. Napoleon, boy, they could have a chance here. 34 seconds left. They're trailing by 4 with the ball. And now a full timeout has been called. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This one in crunch time on WKHM.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Final stretch here, 33.5 seconds left. Napoleon trails Columbia Central by 4 points, and they have the basketball. Have to score here. Gavin Davis has it at the top of the key. Pass poked away out of bounds, but it'll stay with Napoleon there. Trent Troyer getting the passing lane. Napoleon will inbound with 28 seconds left. It'll be McLean inbounding into the backcourt for Gavin Davis. Dribbles to the top of the key, picks up his dribble, bounce pass over for Nall. Cuts at the free throw line, half spin, back outside. Fans want an offensive foul, not getting it. Back outside, three ball off. Offensive rebound through the lane, put up, no. And it'll be out of bounds. Last touch by Columbia. Wild possession, several chances for Napoleon. Coming up empty, but they still have a chance right here. They have to score immediately. 11.3 seconds, down two possessions. Inbound, shot off the glass, no. Rebound down to Nolan Scheel, and he's fouled immediately. Boy, how many chances Napoleon got right there. Came up completely empty. And boy, this one's really about over. 7.2 seconds left. Napoleon. They do have two timeouts left, but you can't advance the ball unless you already call the timeout in the front court. So Napoleon has to go the full length of the floor, has to get a shot, ideally a three, and then have to immediately get a turnover or foul. And I don't know, technically not impossible, as Nolan Scheel makes the first free throw for point number 19. Technically not impossible, but very improbable as Columbia Central's other four players get back on defense. Second free throw off. It's a five-point lead. Nall, the rebound, and a timeout has been called. We're going to leave it right here. 6.4 seconds left. Columbia leads 48-43, Napoleon ball. Again, 6.4 seconds left. They have to go the full length of the floor. I don't know if that's enough time to get two shots up. Because, again, inside the last minute of each quarter, the clock stops with every made basket. So Napoleon needs to inbound, pretty much make one pass up the floor, shoot, and score. And then the clock will stop, probably give you about, best case scenario, maybe 2.5 seconds. And you have to immediately get a steal and score again. And one of these shots has to be a three. At least one of these shots has to be a three to try to at least get the tie. But with how long the ball hangs in the air on these three-point attempts, man. Again, not impossible, but very improbable. But as long as there's a chance. So Napoleon inbounding in the backcourt with Brady McLean. 5-point deficit, 6.4 seconds left. Inbound to Nall, takes a deep three, in! Wow! That's from 40 feet out! Unbelievable! He caught it, shot it, made it, and what was I just saying? There's 2.3 seconds left. When there's a will, there's a way. Napoleon trails by two. With 2.3 seconds left. So Columbia with a timeout now. They need to talk things over. And Napoleon needs to get a steal and shot right here, basically. If not, they have to get the foul, hope for some misses, and then they need to try to pass shoot. It's going to be close. But it can be done. They actually added some time on the clock. 2.8 seconds left. Every tenth of a second matters if you're Napoleon right here. So full court pressure from Napoleon. Columbia trying to inbound. Napoleon trying to get a steal and score with the last 2.8 seconds. Or force an inbound turnover. Inbound to Losey. Foul immediately. 2.1 seconds left. So Losey at the line for two. Losey even if he makes both. Well, no, they need to hope for at least one miss. So two tries right here. Columbia leads by two. If he makes both, it's over because it's a two-possession lead. That's too much to get in 2.1 seconds. But Napoleon needs to hope for at least one miss here. First free throw in. And that's his only point tonight. So whatever happens, Napoleon has to go for three to try to send overtime. But he has to miss this second shot. If he makes it, it's over and Columbia wins. Second free throw, no good. Rebound tipped down, offensive rebound for Columbia. And Trent Troyer on that rebound, it's over. He turns and waves goodbye to Napoleon student section. Boy, and what a way to end this one. Final score, 49-46. Columbia Central takes down their M50 rivals on the road. My, oh, my, what a game here at Napoleon High School as we break this thing down. So it was a game of runs in the first quarter. Columbia starting on a run. They started up 7-2 before Napoleon went on their own 8-0 run. They led 10-7. And then, boy, there, Columbia is trying to wave the flag at center court. Napoleon trying to wave them out of there. Why? I mean, let them celebrate. They won. Boy, that's kind of silly that Napoleon's trying to wave him out of there. I don't know about that. Anyways, Napoleon led 10-7, and then Columbia ending the first quarter on an 8-0 run, led 15-10 going into the second quarter. By the way, that 10-7 score, that was really the last time that Napoleon led in this game. Columbia led the rest of the way. Napoleon able to keep it close in the second quarter. Trailed by 10, but they went into halftime down by 6. And then Columbia, on a bit of a run to start the third quarter, able to push the lead to as many as 14 points. Napoleon able to go on a run to finish the third quarter. They trailed again by 6 only going into the fourth. And Columbia, right when it looked like they were going to pull away, Napoleon able to fight all the way down to the finish line and make it close. They needed a lot to go their way, but boy, they did just about as much as they could. But it is Columbia coming out on top at the end of the day, 49-46. Leading scorer for Columbia was Nolan Scheel with 19 points. They also got 13 from David Monroe. 4 each from Jonas Mackey, Connor Renfro, Grayson Scheel, and Trent Troyer. 1 point right at the end from Elias Lozy. Leading scorer for Napoleon was Tyler Nall, 23 points. Again, had just 2 points at halftime. So he had 21 of his team's 28 points of the second half. That is unbelievable. Meanwhile, Gavin Davis with 11, and Tristan Russell and Brady McLean with 6 points each. Columbia improves to 9-4 overall on the season. Napoleon drops to 8-6. Columbia Central taking on Hanover Horton at home on Thursday for their next game. Napoleon right back here on Friday to take on Manchester. Man, what a game. And that's what I'm saying. Even though on paper going into the game, you know, kind of seems like it's a little bit more in favor of Columbia Central going into the game, but that's what happens in the game of basketball. Not only just in the game of basketball, but in these rivalry games. Anything can happen. And Boy, it certainly lived up to that. One more time, final score 49-46. That'll do it here from Napoleon High School. For Luke Moorhead, holding down the fort back in the studio, my name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning in to this presentation of high school basketball. WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Good night, everybody.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Al Rowe Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon.